So there was a fellow who went to the Holy Land with his wife and mother-in-law. And after they were there for a few days, his mother-in-law died. So they went to the undertaker to see what their options were. And the undertaker said, well, yes, we can ship your mother-in-law back to the United States, and it'll cost about $10,000. But we could have the funeral here, and it'll only cost you $500. Well, the man says, well, thank you very much for your generosity. I think that's really nice, but we'll have her shipped back. And the undertaker said, well, really, there's such a difference in price. Are you sure you don't want to bury her here? No, thank you very much. He said, you see, about 2,000 years ago, you buried a guy here, and after 3 days, he rose from the dead. He said, I just can't take the chance. Today we hear the familiar story of the 10 lepers. As I read this once again, I realized I have always made an assumption about these 10 lepers. And as you heard it again, maybe you have made the same assumption, that they were all men. Have you ever thought, maybe not? I thought the one who returned was probably a woman. Women tend to be good at that sort of thing. However, the gospel says he, so maybe some of the other 9. So the 10 came and they said, have pity on us. Pity means they were asking for mercy. Pity means deeply, feeling deeply for someone. However, mercy is more active. It implies doing something. Jesus tells them to show themselves to the priest. This account is different than Jesus' encounter with a leper we hear in Luke 5. In that account, Jesus touched the leper and told him, be clean. Today, no touch. They just believed they would be cleansed. And then we hear one who returned to offer gratitude. To offer, I believe, more than that was going on. This person realized Jesus cured him, but also offered him a relationship of mercy, something far more valuable than the approval of priests. He knew he would never be the same again. This guy got it. By receiving Jesus' mercy, he was redefined and entered into a new relationship with Jesus. Another thing to notice is this person was a Samaritan. Jesus continually stretches his followers' understanding of who is included within the kingdom of God. He heals the daughter of a Syrophoenician woman and the servant of a Roman centurion. He upholds a Samaritan within a parable to show us how to love our neighbor. And today, a Samaritan shows us about gratitude. And so for us, do we have an attitude of gratitude? Are we of the mind and realize all we have is gift? Or do we think all we have and who we are is all about me? I worked hard. I pulled myself up by the bootstraps. I made sure I got a good education. To think everything is because of me is sure folly. I guess all of us have pet peeves. One of mine is when I hear someone say, I deserve this. Or someone else say, oh, he or she deserves this. From my perspective, we do not deserve anything. Everything is gift. And my observation is that many of us here have been gifted, many of us abundantly. So how do we respond to this gift? Simply by showing our gratitude. By giving thanks. We can do this by sharing the gifts we have been given. We are being asked this month to share some of our monetary gifts with St. Thomas More. We are called and invited to do that to a greater or lesser degree based on our resources. And just a reminder, no matter what you can do financially, our community also can use your talent and time. The gift of time, I think, may be harder to give than what we do financially. So we are called to support our church, however, just as Jesus ministered to all, not just those who are like him, I would suggest we share some of our treasure, time, and talent with those not like us. Maybe some of our gratitude could go to the homeless, refugees, people who are incarcerated, those dealing with drug addiction, victims of torture. Whatever you decide, the need is great. A few weeks ago, on September 23rd, Greta Thunberg addressed the United Nations on climate change. She said to them, "How dare you pretend that you can change what is happening by just doing business as usual?" And so today I say, how dare we, who have been given so much, not give back?